Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is LNP 139, The Way Successful LNCs Think. This is Pat Iyer with Iyer's Insights. In my previous podcast, which was 138, a successful LNC and case manager discussed how she started her business. Lauren Danahy shared her journey to success. Be sure to listen to that if you have not already. What makes the difference between an LNC who builds a successful business and one who never recovers the investment and time and money for an educational course to become an LNC? It has a lot to do with the way successful LNCs think. You are in control of the results. Success is based on your efforts, persistence, determination, and not on a whim of fate or luck. Sure, there are some successful LNCs who were in the right place at the right time, but the point is they didn't get to that place by accident. I know an LNC who got her start 20 years ago when she saw an advertisement for a public meeting for victims of a certain diet supplement. She went to the meeting and introduced herself to the attorney to see if he needed help with the cases he had signed up. He did, and she grew her business from that meeting. She deliberately went to the right place at the right time. Observe what other successful LNCs do. Do you associate with successful people or with people who whine? I listened to CDs many years ago that were recorded by Tony Robbins. He talked about his deliberate plan to study what successful people did and mimic that behavior. Whiners will sap your energy and divert you from your goals. Successful people are positive and will encourage you. Draw strength from others. Making money is essential for success. You're not a charity. You're not a bank for your clients. You may choose to do an occasional favor for a client and not charge, but you should not let pro bono work swamp your for-fee work. Remember this statement, businesses fail because of lack of cash flow. If you're having trouble collecting on your invoices, look at what you need to do differently. Are you billing for your learning curve? Are you collecting a large enough retainer to complete each phase of the work? Are you ignoring warning signs that you're going to have a collection issue? This is a broad generalization. Warning signs include solo practitioners, clients new to you, and any attorney who tells you what a rotten job another LNC did and how he did not pay her. Are you replenishing the retainer before it is depleted? Stick to your guns when it comes to fees. Once a law firm contacted me about having one of our experts drive 4 hours to attend a trial. We quoted a fee based on the travel time, preparation time, and time spent in court. The law firm wanted to pay a fee that was $1,000 less than that. My response to him was, unless you can figure out a way to teleport her to the courthouse without her having to drive, there's no way to reduce that fee. Years ago, I talked to a physical therapist expert witness. He said, I tell the client, my fee is my fee is my fee. We're not in a business of allowing the client to set our fees. Let me be clear. Do you have to be flexible now and then? Yes, but any concession should be rarely given. And if you do, make sure the client realizes the enormous favor you have done. You have precious resources to sell, your time and your expertise. Guard them from interruptions, distractions, pro bono plaintiffs who call you with their sad stories, and other time wasters. Successful LNCs create weekly and monthly goals. Use My Goals Planner to document your goals, tasks, positive experiences, and opportunities to improve. Delegate to others those activities that are not consistent with your goals. Before we continue with the show, let me tell you about My Goals Planner. This is something that works for you because you can stay focused on both your goals and the tasks needed to achieve them. Has this ever happened to you? You jotted a task on a piece of paper and now you can't find the paper. You know it is somewhere. You spend 15 minutes searching and searching, realizing you're getting angry at yourself and flustered. When you find it, you say, there has got to be a better way. My Goals Planner is a tool to help you achieve your goals. This is what you'll get when you order it: a place to document your goals for the month so that you can always find them, daily goals and task sheets from January 1st to December 31st to keep you on track, a way to document the positive things that happen to you every day, a place to record your thoughts on what you need to improve, a 379 digital Word file you can easily modify. This is where you go to order this useful tool, http://lnc.tips/mygoalsplanner, and use the code LISTENED to get 25% off. That's http://lnc.tips/mygoalsplanner, and use the code LISTENED to get 25% off. And keep in mind, My Goals Planner is all one phrase. Successful LNCs perform the triple L activity, lifelong learning. They recognize where they have holes in their knowledge and they fill them in. The wonderful thing about learning is those holes keep appearing, and we keep learning how to strengthen our businesses to make them successful. You've probably heard that many small businesses fail, right? Are you worried that yours will be one? DiscoverCard conducted an independent survey to shed light on the characteristics of the 22 million small business owners in the United States. The number one trait common to small business owners was independence. That's their primary motivation. Studies have confirmed that while there are many personality characteristics common to most entrepreneurs, a very independent spirit is the one trait shared by each one. Most small business owners would not give up the freedom that comes along with owning their businesses to work for someone else, even if it means making more money. A big risk of why small businesses fail is isolation. But there is a danger to being too independent. This one trait of extreme independence can be the biggest roadblock to success for entrepreneurs. No one person has all the answers. No one person can work alone, always aware of potential problems or roadblocks. Everyone has their blind spots. Independent LNCs must be aware of the need to seek out a trusted network of peers. Entrepreneurs need a place where they can discuss issues with trusted people. Sometimes when working alone, it is very easy to continue down the wrong path until you suddenly discover what a costly error you have made. One of the goals of my mentoring program at lncacademy.com is to help LNCs. One of the goals of my mentoring program at lncacademy.com is to help LNCs avoid expensive mistakes. Believe me, I've made them and I guide LNCs so they won't. Another challenge that entrepreneurs face was discussed by Michael Gerber in his classic book, The E-Myth Revisited, Why Most New Businesses Fail and What to Do About It. Gerber talks about the importance of working on your business and not in your business. But how do you change from being a day-to-day business technician dealing with clients and putting out fires, to spending time as a visionary executive, looking at your business from the outside in. The best way is to schedule committed time to work on your business. If you are like most entrepreneurs who have created the busy business noise, in which it can be difficult to even hear yourself think, you will have to structure your time in such a way that the urgencies of the moment will not deter you from this important work. You and your business will benefit from a structure that ensures that you use the time you allocated for exactly what you intended, regardless of the emergency of the day. One of the things that I do is to set aside every day for some learning. I read for an hour a day at night. I spend at least 2 or 3 hours a week learning something new. Then I apply the information in my business. Small businesses fail because of many factors, and one of them is not keeping up and engaged working on your business. Don't let it happen to you. Be sure to start off the new year with a handy tool to keep track of your goals, tasks, positive events, and areas for improvement. Get My Goals Planner now. Here is where you can order this helpful tool. http://lnc.tips/mygoalsplanner and use the code LISTENED to get 25% off. That's http://lnc.tips/mygoalsplanner. And if you'd like to speak with me about your LNC business, contact me through this link, http://lnc.tips/need help. That's http://lnc.tips/need help. Thanks for being a part of this program. Check out our online training and books at legalnursebusiness.com. Expand your LNC skills with our resources. Also, explore coaching with me at lncacademy.com to get more clients, make more money, and avoid expensive mistakes. And finally, join our continuing education program and get monthly trainings at lncceu.com. You'll get 2 online trainings each month designed to deepen your knowledge and skills. And look forward to having you tune into our programs again next week.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.